Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you hear, you know, the calls.
Yeah.
Because you, one of them I sent back, I disputed because it said that you didn't brand the call, but the customer did disconnect before you could brand it.
Yeah, so.
But I just wanted to let you listen to them as well. You know, we do have to let you guys listen to the calls as well. So you will hear, like, basically when I talk to you over the coaching line, it's where you can know, you know, exactly what went on the call.
Yeah.
Now, the Elias marketing call. It was for a no refund policy. You know, anytime you issue a refund, it's very, very important to tell the customer 3 to 5 business days. Simply because if we don't tell them 3 to 5 business days and they think that they're going to get the refund instantly, and if they don't get it right then, they go ahead and dispute it, which could cause a possible chargeback. You get it?
Okay, so I thought you sent that call because I didn't offer the save. So we don't have to offer saves on the Elias calls, because I do know sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do. I thought that's why you sent
With the Elias call, if the only thing they have is, you know, the digital and physical certificate, of course that isn't recurring. So if they have that training portal, it isn't a save that we can offer. The only thing we do is give product knowledge, basically telling them what the training portal is. But there isn't a way for us to save them. If they want to cancel it, we just cancel it.
Okay, so basically I got counted off for that because I didn't say, oh, well, you'll receive your refund between 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, you didn't tell them that it'll take 3 to 5 business days. So that's why you got counted out. They can't count you out for offering a save on the Elias for the training portal because there isn't a save for us to offer.
Yeah, and then on that other call, like, sometimes I do know that's my fault, even though, you know, it's my fault, even though they can't, because they can't hear me. They don't know what I'm doing, so I don't know why you sent that call. But I did hear that my mic came on. It's just the call disconnected, but it's just I thought I was talking. That's why I thought I was talking, because
yeah,
I always mute myself every time I talk. So sometimes I forget to unmute myself. I'd be talking, I have to repeat myself over again. So by the time I did repeat myself, I was like, well, dang. That's why I text you, you know, that day, because I didn't know I had customers, like, either they hang up on me or sometimes my phone, I be on mute and I say it, or by the time I do say it and unmute myself, they've been hung up. So that's why I sent you out that message that day, because, you know, just in case. But, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I sent the call back about being that the customer did this disconnect. I'm going to say dispute. Being that they did disconnect, you know, it's, you can't brand it if they hanging up on you.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, since it is being that you didn't give the refund policy and, like, on retention, they do take it very seriously, being that it can cause a chargeback, it will have to be a written warning. But I do want you to be an escalation agent. You're good on your calls. You know how to handle your calls. You know, everyone slips up and makes mistakes sometimes.
Yeah, it's just small, minor mistakes, yeah.
Right. So we're going to try to go forward, like, you know, get back on your hundreds weekly, because I want you to be an escalation agent. You know, it's an extra boost, extra raise, and then we could use the escalation agent, and I feel like you'll fit good there, because it's like soup calls, but you handle your regular calls how you should. So I really want you to be an escalation agent. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, I would like to be one. I mean, that's fine, you know. Yeah, I don't have nothing, isn't nothing wrong with, you know, being an escalation agent.
Right, okay, because I'm going to nominate you, so I want to make sure that there's something you're interested in.
Okay. So you're going to pick me up for, huh?
What you was going to say? Go ahead, babe.
Okay, so you said nominate me as in, like, put my name, like, on a roster or something, as in, like, you know, send it over to.
Now, basically, what we do is I send it over to my management, letting them know, hey, I feel like Jayla is good for escalation. She handles the calls. Basically, tell them everything you can do. And as long as I'm okay with it, most of the time you're going to get it. Like, as long as I feel comfortable with saying, you know, you should be an escalation agent, and I'm used to, you know, dealing with you, then they're going to basically, as long as your attendance and stuff is good, you'll most likely get it.
Now, about the attendance, I did hear, about the attendance, I might have to return back in-house. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure if they, you know, if they base the attendance off the whole time we've been at home, or if, if like a certain month. I did see the email Dee sent out, and she was like, if we don't have 90 above attendance, we have to return back inside. But the only reason I don't have, if I don't have, you know, good attendance that meet 80 or above, will be because of my shift. But I have been, you know, just coming to work, trying to come to work, you know. But you know, that's probably the reason why, if I do have to be returned back in house. But my QA is fine. It's just the attendance sometimes. It just depends on, you know.
Do you like your shift?
No, I don't like my shift. That's why I was really so mad about, you know, the shift bid, because I want a shift that I actually wanted. And when he sent the message out about like they got to push it back, I was real mad. And I'm on the verge of, I don't want to find a new job, but it's just the shift for me. I love ASK. It's just the shift. And I'm
okay. What shift are you like? What shift will fit you? Like, put it that way.
A morning shift, because I'm in school, like, you know. But since we virtual, I be trying to work around it. So sometimes when I be dedicated, I be trying to do my work while we on, you know, while I be on call sometimes. But a good shift would be like a good morning shift. Like I can work early as 5 to 2. That I'll be fine with that. And if I have to return in house, I'll do that too, because ASK right around the corner for me. So if I do like a 5 to 2, I'm not sure they have a 4 to 1, but I could do like, you know,
Have nothing. Give me something a little later than it. Like, give me 3 different choices, and I'm gonna send them over and see what they say.
I could do 5 to 2, or I could do 6 to 3, 7 to 4, 8 to 5, or even 9 to 6. Anything like above 7, that'll be good.
Okay,
for
and
me.
The off days don't count. They don't matter. Do it.
Not really, but I like to keep one of my weekend off days, like at least one.
What do
at least
you have?
One weekend. As of right now, I do just have Thursday and Sunday. So if I can keep Sunday, then that's fine, you know. But
Thursday,
I just rather, yeah, at least have one weekend day off. And it really don't matter.
Okay,
though, just one weekend day off.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to speak to Bianca and Joey and see what they can do for you. And then Bianca, she most likely will reach out to you and let you know what they come up with. And hopefully we can get you situated on something that will improve your attendance. Like, if that's better for you, hopefully we can get you to where your attendance will be approved and it'll be more, you know, comfortable for you.
Yeah, so that's really the only reason. The only reason why I just keep working this is because, you know, I am at home. So that's why I just be trying to, you know. And then sometimes I really don't like that, only because I be sleepy. And I usually, like, when I do schoolwork, I usually do my schoolwork at nighttime. And I don't like, I have to work till 9. So when I get off, I be sleeping. I don't have to, you know, time to do my work, and I have to come in, you know. So it's just basically, but I be just trying to do my work. If you ever catch me doing my work on the clock or, you know, on, I mainly try to do my work when I'm dedicated, because it'd be easier for me to, you know, do my work. But yeah, so yeah, that's really the reason why.
So okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take these different shifts. I know you say anywhere from 5 to 2, 6 to 3, 7 to 4, 8 to 5, 9 to 6. I'm gonna try to see if we can get you to keep Thursday and Sunday off. I'm gonna speak with Dionka now, and she's probably gonna message you and let you know what they come up with. But most likely they'll probably get you something that, you know, is better for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you for, you know, at least trying to reach out to her and, you know, better my attendance, because, I mean, this shift is not it, but I just try to make it the best that I can. But since I am at home. Yeah. But my fault as well, too, because when I first applied, I do know that they base it off, you know, whatever you put on your application. I was trying to keep my other job, you know, my other job at Arby's, but I was like, I'm just going to move to ASK. Then my shift is just 3 to 9. So, you know, but yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get this over to her, and she probably will reach out to you before the day over with, okay?
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Okay.